Hello again. This is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Welcome to another of our podcasts. As the previous five have been, this will be dedicated once again to the AVN 2000 award voting process. We're getting down to some big categories. Try and speed through some so we don't get bogged down listening to some of your comments. Taking a little too long to get through these, apparently. So we will try and hurry up and get to some of the big ones for you. Maybe we'll skip a few. Basically, we got a category. The nominees are all listed, one through whatever. My job is to rearrange them in one through whatever order based on who I think is the best. Next one up, Best Director Feature. Some really good ones here. Some great features that are not at the top of my ballot. And for the record, I'm only going top three or five, sometimes in order, sometimes not. It depends on the mood. This one, some that did not quite make the top three. David Lord for Grindhouse XXX, really good job. Sam Haynes' Horizon was a really impressive movie. Did not quite make my top three. Killer Bodies, also David Lord from Adam and Eve, really like that one as well. Kung Fu Pussy from Joanna Angel, Burning Angel, was really good. Stormy Daniels' Heartstrings, also excellent. But top of my list, in no particular order, Robbie D for Fighters. Fighters is a great movie. Good script, good emotion, good sex. Portrait of a Call Girl, Graham Travis. Just a really unique experience. If you watch that movie, you're not going to forget it, and that's one of the reasons I think it was good. And then Runaway from Vivid, directed by Bisco? I still don't know how to pronounce his name. B period Scow. Sco? Let's go Sco. Bisco. Bisco. Anyway, great movie. Great job of directing. That's the top of my list. Best Director of Foreign Release. These, I hadn't seen a lot of these. Some Mark Dorcel stuff was up there. Gazman for Harmony Films directed a movie called Whorehouse that was very good. In Like Timo, directed by Timo Hardy for Evil Angel, was very, very good. Also, Tokyo Escalante Angels from Third World Media, directed by Janashi. Really kind of a unique flick, so I might want to check that out. Best Director Non-Feature. These are for the all-sex movies. Jack the Zipper's on there for Cannibal Queen. Tristan Taormino, Rough Sex 3. Brad Armstrong's on here. He's in both feature and non-feature and parody. Brad's in pretty much everything. Sex Dolls from Andrew Blake, of course. Andrew Blake is Andrew Blake. Kimberly Kane, Bobby Starr, both on here. Got some female directors in this category. All right, top of my list, in no particular order, the three that I really like. Ivan for This Is Why I'm Hot, Jenna Hayes for Legs Up, Hose Down, and Mason for Asa Akira Insatiable 2. So lots of good female directors this year. Best Director Parody. This one has become a highly sought-after award. Being king or queen of the parodies is very important to people. Some interesting names here. Just Leroy Myers for Wet Dream on Elm Street, Eddie Powell for Anchorman, Gary Arona, Silence of the Lambs, Nicholas Steele, Catwoman, Mike Quasar for the Official Vagina Monologues parody, Will Ryder, sort of currently seen as one of, if not the kings of the genre, along with Axel Braun. I only had one movie this time, just The Flintstones. Kind of interesting. Sam Hain, who was up for Horizon, is also up for Star Trek Next Generation. Dick Chibbles for Saw, which I saw and found to be very interesting. Jim Powers, who's been doing parodies forever before they even had a genre name, for Bridesmaids. Axel Braun, Scream. Actually, it's Axel Braun's production company. Eli Cross, the director of Scream. Axel Braun directed Spider-Man. So Eli Cross and Axel Braun. Sinister X for Captain America. Brad Armstrong for Rocky Horror Picture Show. General Stone for Taxi Driver, and Robbie D for Top Guns. Excellent. This is a great category. Spider-Man was fantastic. Great job of directing. I think Eli Cross did a great job of directing Scream. Jim Powers did a really good job with Bridesmaids. I'm surprised at how good Saw was. Dick Chibbles kept it dark and edgy. But I think top of my ballot, no particular order, Robbie D, Top Guns. General Stone, Taxi Driver, and Brad Armstrong for Rocky Horror Picture Show. Rocky Horror was a lot of fun and a tough movie to direct. Really, hats off to Brad. Best Normal Penetration Scene. We're going to try and speed through some of these. My top pick, Asa Akira, with Mick Blue and Tony Rivas, but also Stoya, her first EP, James Dean, Steve Holmes, was very good. Chrissy Lynn in Ass Worship 13 with James Dean and Jordan Ash. That's a whole lot of penis. Joanna Angel, James Dean and Kenny Styles. Some good stuff here. I mean, Cagney Lynn Carter gets DP'd. Kimberly Kane from Kimberly Kane's got been blackmailed. Chanel Preston and Breast in Class. Alexis Texas with... All right, Alexis Texas Maniac. It was actually Amy Brooke who got DP'd. Good stuff there. My pick, though, goes to the Asai Kira scene because she's just so damn hot. Best DVD Extras is a category I haven't voted in yet. I'm not sure I'm going to because I don't really know what makes for Best Extras. I run afoul with people all the time because, for me, a bonus scene is really kind of the best extra. Behind-the-scenes stuff can be interesting for a movie like Rocky Horror Picture Show that's up here for Justice League. Top Guns, but on most movies, behind the scenes are kind of useless. Photo galleries are nice, but cum shot recaps are nice. But for me, you know, give me a party version of the movie, or in the case of Lust Bite, which was a Brazzers miniseries, give me a longer version. They had the 30-minute web episodes, and they had longer versions of the movie on the DVD. So, we'll go back to that. Best editing, just really quickly, top three in no particular order, Taxi Driver, Top Guns, and Captain America. Same thing with directing. I mean, I think the job of the editor in features like this makes the director look good, I think. Grindhouse also was really nicely edited, and of course Spider-Man was fantastic. Again, best educational release. Interesting, Jessica Drake, her new Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex, dominated this. It's a 7-title category, and she got 3 of the 7. Her guide to fellatio, her guide to anal sex, and her guide to positions. All three up there. Tristan Taramino, advanced guide to anal sex, and guide to female orgasms. So basically, Jessica Drake and Tristan Taramino got it. And then two other ones, Gush, the official guide for G-spot ejaculation from Good Releasing, and Sexing the Trans Man XXX from Buck Angel Entertainment, which was a very interesting view, I gotta say. Best ethnic release, Asian. This is where all the ethnic stuff is divided into Black, Asian, and Latin, and we can get into the validity of that, but it's nice that everything gets recognized. How's that? How are we on time? We're at 7.5. I still want to do a live voting. Asian Booty 2 from Elegant Angel was fantastic. Jack's Asian Adventure 4, Digital Playground, and Asian Massage Parlor. In no particular, those are my three favorite, although Asian Fuck Faces from Johnny Darko and CFNM Happy Endings from Reality Blue was a lot of fun. And Kamikaze Girls 74. I like that series. It's an Asian import series. Best ethnic theme, Black. Porn's Top Black Models 2 and Club Elite, both from Elegant Angel, were fantastic. Black Shack 3 from Blue Ridge was very good. I gotta say, though, it's between Porn's Top Black Models 2 and Sex Drive from Vivid. The Mr. Marcus thing was so beautifully shot. Really, really hot women and very, very good sex. Best ethnic-themed Latin. I'll tell you, the Black and Asian titles seem to have sort of passed the Latin-themed stuff for standout. And I think part of that is a lot of the top Latin performers right now just sort of get lumped in with the white girls. And so we don't have as strong a series at this point. Latin Booty from Elegant Angel was good. Again, another LT line. Deep in Latin Cheeks from Alexander DeVoe was good. 8th Street Latinas, Reality King series is pretty good. So, you know, you've got those. Then all of them come back together for ethnic theme series, and a lot of my favorite series aren't there. So I found it a little strange. Porn's Top Black Models, for example, there's only 2, but it's not there. But Kamikaze, Latinistas from Bluebird, Kung Fu from Silver Cinema, Inside the Orient, Naughty America, Brown Bunnies, I really like that series from Bang Brothers. But I think probably Kamikaze Premium is my favorite of those. Okay, so that we're going to stop there, and we'll do one more live. We're trying to do the bigger ones live. All right. MILF or Cougar Performer of the Year. The names are Ava Adams, Julia Ann, Lisa Ann, Enginette Astoria, Veronica Avlov, Darla Crane, Zoe Holloway, Diamond Fox, Francesca Leigh, Kelly Madison, Alexis Monroe, Raylene, India Summer, Tanya Tate, and Ari Vox. Ari Vox, huge comeback year, great year. Tanya Tate, amazing performer, love her to death. India Summer, according to my friends over at IAFD.com, which is where you should go to find out everything there is to know about porn, except your reviews, you should go to me first and then to them. India Summer was the busiest girl in porn last year with 78 new titles. Non-comp titles, which I thought was very interesting. She edged out Asa Akira by about 5 titles. So India Summer is very, very busy. Raylene, always fantastic. That's 4 strong ones. Kelly Madison, totally underrated performer. Fantastic boobs and just knows how to work threesomes really well with her husband. Francesca Lay, I don't even think of her as a MILF performer. She's just one of the best performers in the business. Anjanette Astoria, totally underrated. I'm really surprised we didn't see her as unsung starlet. She's beautiful. She's sexy. She does a lot of her own stuff. And of course, the two big ones, Lisa Ann and Julia Ann. Everybody loves them both. You can't go wrong with either one of them. Right now, I kind of lean toward Julia Ann because I think she's sort of expanding herself right now, or Lisa Ann did that a few years ago. I don't know, expanding themselves. Haha, very funny. They've both done Mandinga movies, so they're expanding themselves. But I think we're seeing more out of Julia Ann right now, and she's just so damn beautiful. I mean, Julia Ann is just... ugh. Anyway. All right, top of my ballot in no particular order. Julia Ann, Lisa Ann, Anjanette Astoria, India Summer, and Tanya Tate. That's my 5. I don't know exactly what order it'll be in. But that puts Kelly Madison just outside of the top 5, and I'm not sure I'm totally comfortable with that. So, yeah, this is why it's tough. That's why it's especially tough to do it live, because I sort of have to think and go back, and what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? So, please, this is a category, you guys, you know, weigh in. Weigh in. Feedback always welcome, Raj@RajReviews.com. There is a feedback button down here somewhere near where you found this. Please visit our sponsors, especially Adult DVD Empire. Also Sugar DVD for rentals. Check out all the links on here. Anything you find you like helps keep the doors open. Thanks to AVN. Thanks to all the nominees. There should be a couple more of these. So please let me know if they're good, if you're enjoying them. And we'll see you again soon.